This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. On the brink of a federal government shutdown, the House has swiftly approved a 45-day funding bill to keep federal agencies open. House passage came after Speaker Kevin McCarthy dropped plans for steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic help. The measure now goes to the Senate, which is also meeting Saturday. The bill drops aid for Ukraine, but adds U.S. disaster assistance. Without a deal in place by midnight, millions of federal workers will face furloughs, and programs and services that Americans rely on will begin to face disruptions. Senators are expected to pass it later Saturday. Ukraine has hosted an international defense industry conference in an effort to ramp up weapons production within the country. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The summit is an attempt to repel Russia's full-scale invasion and reduce foreign dependence on arms deliveries by creating their own defense industry within Ukraine. The event, attended by around 250 defense companies from more than 30 countries, marks a new development in the international support of Ukraine. The focus had previously been on delivering weapons, resulting in a depletion of stocks for many nations in order to support Ukraine. I'm Karen Shamas.
More than 60,000 protesters gathered in the Swiss capital Bern on Saturday, demanding tougher policies to combat climate change, organizers said, less than a month ahead of a national election. Such large protests are rare in Switzerland and show growing public frustration with the pace of policymaking to combat global warming, despite ample evidence of its impact. Switzerland's glaciers have shrunk by 10% in 2 years, while September was the hottest on record in a country warming at more than twice the global rate. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. A federal judge in Washington has set a hearing date for a limited gag order on former President Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Judge Tanya Chutkan will hear arguments in her court on October 16th. Federal prosecutors cite what they say is a continuing pattern of incendiary and intimidating statements in the case charging Trump with scheming to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Special counsel Jack Smith's team early this month requested an order aimed at reining in Trump's attacks in the case. In their latest sightings, they noted an appearance in South Carolina in which Trump admired a handgun, as well as a social media post in which he suggested retiring Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley committed treason and should be executed. Trump's lawyers have denounced the gag order request. Norman Hall, Washington.
At least 9 miners were killed after a shaft in a Zimbabwean gold mine collapsed. An engineer at the site and the Miners Federation said Saturday. Mine engineer Hussein Piri confirmed to AFP that rescuers had located the bodies of 5 miners stuck under the rubble. The accident occurred on Friday in Shegudu, about 120 kilometers west of the capital, Harare. State television ZBC said at the Bayshore mine. The South African country's Minister of Mines, Soda Zemu, who had come to oversee the rescue efforts, confirmed that 21 miners had escaped. Retiring Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley made a forceful call in defense of American democracy and the Constitution on Friday as he handed the reins of the military's top post to his successor. VOA's Patsy Wittakusara reports.
In his 4-year tenure, Milley oversaw the 2019 killing of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, leader of the Islamic State terrorist group, the chaotic military withdrawal from Afghanistan in August 2021, and the military assistance provided to Ukraine since Russia's February 2022 invasion. President Joe Biden praised Milley's service and character.
When it comes to the Constitution, that is, and always has been, Mark's North Star. I'm so damn proud to serve with him.
Milley is handing over the military's leadership to General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. Brown is the country's 21st chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the second black officer to hold the position. Patsy Wittakusara, VOA News at the White House.
Policemen have shoved and wrestled with justices of Guatemala's top electoral tribunal as prosecutors sought to seize the tally sheets of votes from the August presidential elections. There were harrowing scenes Saturday of justices holding tight to boxes as police tried to wrestle them away. 70-year-old Justice Maynard Franco, wearing a suit and tie, refused to give up his grip on a vote box, even as a much younger agent tried to wrestle it away. Judge Blanca Alfaro pleaded with officers not to take the boxes because they represented the will of the voters. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.